producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some of the InfoWars.com top stories coming up the next segment. Dr. Gripple will be in studio with us as well. Going back to Leanne McAdoo in Times Square. Leanne McAdoo, we need to get those masks off those characters. There's face scanning cameras put up by Homeland Security everywhere. We can't have people covering their faces. I know New York's trying to pass a law because they might be terrorists. I mean, are you frightened right now because Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse are behind you?
That's right. Absolutely. You can't even wear a mask at a protest anymore. But these people are right here, terror watch Times Square, with their faces covered. These are potential ISIS terrorists right here behind me. This could be Al-Qaeda.
I would go up and ask them that, how do we know that they couldn't be a space alien, for that matter? We none of us can have any privacy anywhere. And so, again, that's the big question, Leanne.
That's absolutely right. Privacy is the big thing here. So we're going to definitely find out. We're going to find out if they are, in fact, American citizens, if they are not Al-Qaeda or space aliens. So we'll be digging into that.
Absolutely. And obviously we can't joke because they'll spin it and say, are you Al-Qaeda? We should just say, should people be allowed to wear masks? Why anyone can be a terrorist? And then when they agree with you and say, maybe so, go, well, then why is government so secret? Why, since the National Security Act, can they do whatever they want secretly? That's why our world is so unstable.
Absolutely. And you see them out here. The NYPD is all around recruiting, and this is one of those cities where you actually need them here. You need these cameras everywhere, and you feel it. And, Alex, I got to say,
you're being sarcastic, right?
It's a little bit different here than I had imagined. It's very calm and very quiet. And as I'm walking around the city, I feel like I am in the movie They Live with all the signs around me. I mean, it's surreal here.
Well, we need to put a brain tap into your brain to read your thoughts real time as well, Leanne, because you might be thinking something bad.
Oh, absolutely. I'm pretty sure there's drones following me around right now.
Well, when I was there to cover the RNC in 2004, they did have the surveillance blimp out watching everyone, and it was, again, to break the ice and get people used to living under an occupied country. But we're no safer. What else are you going to be working on in the next 2 days?
Well, one of the things that I thought was really interesting, when we make our way over to Ground Zero, we'll be working on just a few little reports on that. But one of the things I thought was really interesting, the things they're planning for the ceremonies tomorrow at both the Ground Zero ceremony as well as the Shanksville ceremony, they're going to be having a moment of silence and reading out all of the names of the victims who lost their lives that day. Where they won't be reading out any names, they didn't even make a mention of it, is there at the Pentagon ceremony. And President Obama is going to be speaking there at the ceremony at the Pentagon. They're going to have a moment of silence, but they're not reading out the names of the victims. And for me, there was so many, smoking guns surrounding the official story of 9/11, but for me, it was really the plane that hit the Pentagon, because I was watching that day. I was watching and I was listening as the CNN anchor said, or the reporter was saying, I don't know where this person's getting their information, but there's no plane anywhere near the Pentagon. And I was looking, I was seeing it with my own eyes that the Pentagon was still intact and there was no plane, and I asked, where's the plane? But they can just tell you, now 13 years later of pushing this official story.
I interviewed some of the people that were inside who barely lived. One lady who had her baby there with her at work that day, and there was no plane. And then people came to her hospital bed and said, you did see a plane. The FBI did. So it's just crazy. It's like Obama said he never pulled troops out of Iraq now. Of course, he said that hundreds of times. But
well, that was his big success.
2 + 2 = 5, Leanne. And if you don't believe it, you know what you are, right?
I'm just so frightened of a future filled with Common Core students.
I think we need to have a camera literally inside our head just to make sure that Al-Qaeda isn't inside of there doing something bad. All right, Leanne, we'll check in with you at 1 o'clock today before Colonel Schaefer joins us. Great job. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What's happening right now is the establishment's attempt to basically overthrow reality or have a war on reality, where the West as a group can arm Al-Qaeda, change their name to ISIS, let them overthrow Libya, try to overthrow Syria, invade Iraq, give them Stinger missiles, and then take everybody's freedoms back in Europe, back in the UK, Australia, the United States. And other countries have used the war on terror. Russia has used the war on terror to take freedoms away. So the Middle Eastern jihadis are government's best friend. And that's why I'm so upset that Obama openly armed them the last 4 years. And now the headline in the Washington Post, Obama ready to strike at Islamic State militants in Syria, he tells policy experts. We also played a clip last hour. We're at a White House press conference 2 days ago. He said that he never really pulled the troops out of Iraq, even though that's always what he said he was going to do when he got elected. One of the few things he actually somewhat followed his promise on whether you were for the war or against the war, I was against it, by the way. It's the saying he never said that. I never said you could keep your doctor. I never said it wouldn't increase your health care. I never said. So that's just some of the news on that front. Also up on Infowars.com, anti-gun group takes control of 9/11 ceremony. Bloomberg controls and his foundation controls New York's 9/11 anniversary for the 13th year. White House denies murdering journalist who was sold to ISIS by U.S.-supported Syrian rebels. Obama, again, is set to ignore Congress, announce Syria strikes tonight. They want to strike ISIS, but they want him to come to them, basically, or even have a policy, and he doesn't want to set the precedent that Congress is involved in war, even though they're supposed to be. It's total treason. CFR has come out and floated free money to the American people so they can blame hyperinflation on the population right as it begins to go up. James Woods, the actor, has come out with a mission. He's issued the pound or hashtag holder challenge. Ask followers for help. We've retweeted this. He's asking the race-baiting attorney general to decry all the racial attacks on whites that have been going on and to call it racist so that people stop doing it. But it's supposedly kosher and okay to attack whites, and we see it. These attacks at shopping malls, Kroger's, food stores, at the park, just intensifying. On video, the people saying it's racially motivated, and nobody gets arrested, nobody gets charged with a hate crime. Really pretty frightening that that's going on. I mean, would you endorse the Klan if they were out beating up black people again? Or say it was okay or not decry it? So that's some of the news up on Infowars.com. There's an article out today. I basically said this yesterday, and I agree with it. The era of widespread biometric identification and microchip implants is here with the rollout of the new iPhone 6 and the iWatch, the Apple Watch. It tracks everything you're doing. It surveils you. It's all out in the open. A chilling video I'm going to cover in the next hour and break down for radio listeners is on the front page of PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Video model shows how Ebola will spread. It only takes one infected individual making it through an airport checkpoint, close quote. So that is coming up as well. And on the Ebola front, here are some of the headlines. Ebola seriously threatens Liberia's national existence, their minister says. Their national existence is threatened. Continuing here, that's an article out of Reuters. World Health Organization, Ebola has killed 2,288, nearly half in the past 21 days. It is spreading very, very quickly, and a lot of these countries in Africa are saying it's much worse than the media is saying here. A fourth person with Ebola has been transferred to Atlanta, Georgia. Very reckless. We'll get Dr. Group's take on that in a moment. Continuing, Ebola virus spread by taxi passengers, says World Health Organization. So that's some of the news on that front. And you can go to Infowars.com and see the video showing the model of how it would spread. I'm asking the question, will they allow Ebola to get to this country or even bring it here as a pretext for political diversion? The anthrax of 2001 turned out to be Fort Detrick, Maryland, U.S. super weaponized. So the FBI tried to set up three patsies. That failed. The fourth patsy was killed in custody. So that's some of the news on that front. Another headline, feds forcing public schools to accept illegal children without medical screening. Speaking of Ebola, Obama administration ignores law to ensure future voting base. The Daily Caller. Think about that. We have such a medical tyranny in this country, and they try to force vaccines that give kids a lot of the illnesses and diseases that's been proven. But then they'll let illegals in with tuberculosis, you name it. It is just crazy. Speaking of craziness, China meat scandal deals another blow to McDonald's in Japan. From Russia to Spain to Japan, the citizens just won't eat the nuggets now because they read and know that it's 16-day-old dead meat from the company they use. That's why they want it radiated. They spray the viruses on it that eat the bacteria. It's not food, folks. I ate McDonald's like 5 years ago on the road. There's nothing else. I got sick. But if you eat it every day, you're used to it. Full of additives, full of plasticizers. They're all grandfathered in to do this. It's crazy. But in places like Japan, people just won't buy it. The government's not banned it. Russia and others are banning it. If it's imported from there, it just shows how America is a dumping ground for anything. Bad Chinese drugs, melamine in the milk. They executed the people that did that in China. Our FDA came out a few years ago and said, oh, melamine's okay for kids. It's wild. And again, I'm not just here being negative. When we talk about these type of things and Americans start caring again and you stop buying from places that feed you absolute garbage, they will clean their act up and stop doing it. When you demand quality across the board, it raises the culture. Somehow we got sold the idea that when you pick up your own food and throw it away, that lowers the price. No, they just get rid of help so the McDonald's are all filthy and then all the other restaurants do it. And suddenly we just adopt dirty bathrooms and food all over the floor and GMO. When government gets in control of health care and says, Bill Gates says, when we kill one old lady with a death panel, we can hire 10 teachers. And the teachers all clap. No, when you lower quality and get rid of old people, as if you teachers aren't going to get screwed over. It's the idea that somebody gets cheated. We lower our quality of life. We lower our standards. We have austerity, and then it makes everything better. No, it doesn't. The globalists just want you to accept that so they can socially engineer you because poor people that aren't upwardly mobile aren't uppity and can be pushed around. And the elite, meanwhile, the inflation with elite items is just off the chart because they're up there literally running a rigged global casino, the Gulag Archipelago, or what does Max Kaiser call it, the casino Gulag model. He drove up here from South Texas, Dr. Group, one of the top product developers in the country, and a good friend of mine. Global Healing Center is his organization. And quite frankly, I tried to get the formula from him the last 2 years to let us put this out, and he never did because he'd already developed it. He's developed the X2 with us. We're going to skip this network break. He has developed so many other amazing products, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. He helped us develop Occupower. And again, these are high-quality products, but we fund our operation with quality. So it's a win for us. It's a win for you to get a high-quality product, a win for us, a win for you, that you then promote a platform of aggressive liberty. This is what it's all about. So Dr. Group has helped us on so many fronts at InfoWarsLife.com. And now on InfoWarsLife.com, we are selling Oxy Powder. And what happened is, anybody can see, I've lost even more weight, and I'm just glowing compared to what I looked like a couple years ago with the products he helped us develop. And it just gets better and better. Well, they finally convinced me to a couple nights a week do a detox and start taking Oxy Powder. That he's the world leader in this. There's a few knockoffs out there, but he's the progenitor of it. It's his main global line. Oxygen-based intestinal cleanser. And it is literally oxygen tablets. He's going to break down how it works that go into the intestines. You take these at night. It goes through the stomach into the intestines. And boy, let me tell you, you want something that cleans you out. You want to, me personally, I just started this 2 weeks ago. I lost 10 pounds. My belly went down because it wasn't fat, folks. It was my gut. I'm not going to get into details here, but life changing. And I'm going to go from taking it two or three nights a week to seven nights a week. You got to build up to it to flush my guts out. You think if John Wayne would have only had this. Oxy Powder, oxygen-based intestinal cleanser dietary supplement. He's not here. He didn't even come up here to plug this today. But I said, no, we're going to talk about it. Plus, it funds InfoWars.com. It funds our whole operation. What we're doing here, this is the out-of-the-park product, InfoWarsLife.com. 120 vegetarian-based capsules. I'm done ranting about that, Dr. Grib. I want to get into Ebola. I want to get into how toxins enter the body, how to truly detox. This is part of it. But let's just plug out of the gates here. And, you know, infomercial now. How did you develop it? Why does it work so well? Because I'd taken chitosand. I'd done other herbal cleanses. They did something. This is dramatic.
Well, first of all, when I was doing my research years ago and looking for the root cause of disease, what I found was I was looking at the medical profession saying, what are they not teaching their doctors? What is the big secret that Big Pharma never wants you to find?
My personal trainer says, what's going on, dude? Your stomach has gone down by half in 2 weeks. Sorry, go ahead.
People will lose 10 to 15 pounds, and a lot of that's compaction because you have 35 feet of intestinal tract, you know, about 10 feet of large intestine and 25 feet of small intestine. And when you put toxic residue year after year after year after year, it can build up, especially in your small intestine. So, you know, Hollywood, this product was developed in 1998, and even people from Hollywood have used it to drop dress size, you know, one or two sizes of their dress, the women, before the Emmys and all the other things. But the good thing about it is, yeah, it's not fat loss. It's that compacted, built up matter that you've had that turns hard as a rock for years and years and years and years in your system. And
just like you get plaque in your arteries, you get it in your intestines.
The reason why I developed this product, I mean, who came up with the formula initially was Nikola Tesla and Eugene Bloss in a hotel room in 1898. They came up with a way to stabilize monatomic oxygen onto a magnesium compound. Now, the reason why it works so good and what I discovered when I started doing the research and tracing back a link to every single disease and symptoms that a body can have was that health starts in the intestinal tract or colon, and disease also starts in the intestinal tract and colon. You know, when I found out and linked, you know, all the toxins that you're taking in from food, everything that you're getting from the beverages that you drink, the acidity that comes into the bowel. I mean, every single thing starts in the intestinal lining in the bowel from the time that you look at food.
But explain how this works, because at first I was kind of scared. I'm like, oxygen tablets is going to pump up my gut. And you're like, no, it's designed to go through and time release with what you developed and patented. Explain that to people. It's amazing.
Right. Okay, so what happens is,
I thought it would hurt or something. It doesn't.
Well, most people aren't having, you know, 2 to 3 bowel movements a day, number one, so they need help. I mean, the fact is, it's normal nowadays for people to have 2 or 3 bowel movements a week instead of 2 or 3 bowel movements a day like the animals. But how it works is, if we want to get everything out of the intestinal lining on a regular basis, I was looking at what is the best and safest way to do it. Started looking at, you know, the psyllium husk, the Metamucil, the over-the-counter laxatives, but all those cause damage to the bowel. There's only one natural and safe way that you can actually oxidize. You know, those things just scrape the wall.
Oxygen kills everything bad in the body.
Or some of those intestinal cleansers like laxatives will suck the water into the bowel, and then you can go into dehydration, electrolyte imbalance, stuff like that. But oxygen, a reactive oxygen species, is actually going to have an electron to give. So most of the toxins and the compaction that are in your bowel is positively charged. So this works in an oxidation reduction form. So it actually turns the solid matter into a liquid or a gas.
Well, think about how oxygen out in the open eats steel. I mean, it's really powerful.
Right. So we're already oxygen deficient anyway. I mean, we've gone from 28-32% oxygen in the air down to like 6 and 9% sometimes in cities. So we actually need more oxygen in the body. And once the oxygen goes in, once it goes in and it mixes with the hydrochloric acid in your stomach, millions of little oxygen bubbles are released. It's kind of like that commercial, that scrubbing bubbles commercial, where it just scrubs all the way down your intestinal lining and actually oxidizes and melts away all that stuff. See, there's nothing else out there that's going to actually melt it away. The bulk fiber products that people take are just going to bulk up in the intestines and maybe scrape a little bit off the sides, but nothing's going to actually chew all the way through and melt everything down.
And I've already, in 2 weeks after Anthony was like, look, just take it. You know, you'll want to carry it. This is, and I was like, really? Because, I mean, you know, I've never messed with my guts, and I've taken, you know, some of the, you know, fiber stuff. I don't have a lot of issues, so I didn't think I really needed it. Well, I guess I did have issues, because it's just incredible how much weight I've lost. Like I said, it wasn't even really the fat. That's been slowly going away with exercise and, you know, supplementation and eating better. But this literally just suddenly my belly got smaller. It literally is amazing.
It doesn't matter if you're stressed out. I mean, every single disorder is associated with the gut. And that's what I was telling you when I was doing my research. I found out that the medical profession doesn't want to teach their doctors too much about the guts. I talked to gastroenterologists that didn't even really know what was going on with the gut and how to regulate the gut, because they know that if everybody finds out how simple it is to heal your body, prevent disease by just keeping the gut cleansed on a regular basis, then everybody would be doing it. I mean, it's like animals. You don't see constipated animals out in nature and squirrels not going to the bathroom and birds flying over and not going to the bathroom. But you have a constipated nation, and they want it that way. It's one of those systems that's been put into place for eugenics.
Bill and Melinda Gates are obsessed and have spent billions patenting everything to do with gut disorders.
That's right.
And we know that from medical doctors that the vaccines are connected in autism to gut disorders that then obviously affects the brain, because we know the gut is connected.
70% of your immune system, 70 to 75% of your immune system is located in your gut. They know if you take out the gut, you take out the body. That's why it's so important to make sure that your gut is healthy. You avoid the things that damage the gut.
That's why they say go with your gut.
That's right. Because everybody, you know, you might be suffering. Well, think about it this way. 95% of the pharmaceutical drugs cause constipation, because they know they don't want you to eliminate your food very fast. They want it to sit inside your system, because the carbohydrates will ferment, the proteins will turn putrefactic, and the fats will turn rancid. And then you'll have a chemical slew inside your intestines. Not only that, but why are they introducing genetically modified foods with the BT toxin? It burns holes through your gut. You know, all these...
They admit it kills your regular flora.
Why do they put starches and proteins together? You know, like bread and meats together. They know that that causes irregularities. Once you put chemicals in there like MSG to make food taste better, artificial sweeteners, sugar, white flour, I mean, all of it is designed to wreak havoc on your gut. If you take out the gut, you take out the immune system. If you constipate people, then you're going to have more sickness, more disease, and everything else. So my whole philosophy is you need to be cleansing and flushing your gut out at least two or three times a week, and repairing that gut lining so your body can naturally reactivate its own self-healing mechanism.
Well, if folks go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com, you can find the Oxy Power by Global Healing Center that Dr. Group developed decades ago. This is his main flagship product he's developed worldwide, and we have it at InfoWarsLife.com. When you purchase it there, you support the entire transmission. Again, that's InfoWarsLife.com. And we have it a little bit discounted out of the gates today for everybody. While you're there, try the Survival Shield X2 from the Crystal Iodine Deep Earth Source that nobody else has. Try the Super Male Vitality, the Super Female Vitality. Quite frankly, if you go back 18 years ago when I was getting death-threaded and doing all this, I thought they'd kill me. I thought I'd get put in prison. I was working 16 hours a day on average. I went from being in great shape to not working out for 15 years. Went from 185 pounds to 270-plus pounds. I've gone down to 220 pounds. It's taken me 5 years of trying to change my lifestyle, trying to exercise. I did the lifestyle change, the exercise. It only made me lose 20 pounds. Then getting into supplements, getting into the products, InfoWars Health, InfoWars Life, getting into the iodine, getting into the Super Male Vitality to help get my glands in order. That's where the last few years, the bigger changes come, even though I'm older. And now that I've done the oxygen, it was like, my gosh, I mean, you guys would tell me every week, you'd call, hey, you got to try that. Anthony would call me the last few times, 2 weeks ago, and go, look, man, I'm telling you, I take this stuff a couple times a week. You got to take it. I know you're losing weight. This will supercharge it. You got to flush your guts out. And quite frankly, I was like, I don't have a problem with my gut. Oxygen tablets in my stomach. And he's like, well, it will be dramatic, but, you know, it's safe. So I finally did it. And it is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. This is definitely something when you get it, the Oxy powder at InfoWars Life. Definitely, I mean, there's going to be rave reviews, because I know what happened to me. And I'm only building up to two or three pills, you know, a couple nights a week. I know finally you get to, what, five pills a night?
Everybody's different. Just depends on, you know, your gut and who you are and what you're eating. You know, that's why we say take two every night until you have 3 to 5 bowel movements the following day. Once you have 3 to 5 bowel movements the following day, that's your recommended dose.
And by the way, people can make jokes about this on the internet later. We're being serious here, folks.
This is serious stuff.
This is why you got so many kids that have autism, because the toxins being formed in the gut, because of the BT factor, the shots, all of it. This is serious.
Listen, if you want to address, people think that they don't have problems with their gut. 10 out of 10 people, 100 out of 100, 1,000 out of 1,000 people have problems with their gut. It's linked to depression, anxiety, fatigue, weight gain.
Yeah, people have nothing to lose. Bottom line,
it all starts from the gut.
You're funding the operation. This is what the group is most proud of. Now I know why. It's over the top. InfoWarsLife.com, 888-253-3139. We're going to shift gears to Ebola and a lot more coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,249.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,295.12, $647.56 for a half ounce, or $323.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,295.12, $647.56, and $323.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Around
is here with me. Actually, had his mic on earlier coming in. He was talking about how the Chinese have tried to secretly get his proprietary system for oxy powder. This is the global leader. And then I'm done talking about it. He has the proprietary system. Others have tried to imitate it. They can't. Where it opens up in the intestines and then literally blows it out of there and literally interacts with the plaques, the pre-diverticula, I guess you would call it, that's in there to boil all this out. And it's just amazing that this system literally doesn't want people to know about this. And you were talking about talking to gastrointestinal experts, medical doctors. They're not even aware of it.
Yes, that's right. I mean, as I was doing research and kept going further and further and further, it was amazing to me that our medical scientists, the best in the world that supposedly know about everything in the human body, still didn't know about the appendix or what the appendix does. And when I was studying the intestinal tract and learning so much about how all this works and how the holes are getting burnt in there and why people aren't, cleaning their intestines on a regular basis and how all this led to disease. And then I stumbled across the appendix and I'm like, let me pull up some medical literature on the appendix. You know, it's got to be important in the body. It's right there at the juncture of the small intestine and the large intestine. And there was nothing there. I was like, wait a second. Why is this being hidden? Why is this being
hidden? They say the appendix and the gallbladder are vestigial. That's obviously not true.
Oh, not at all. I mean, I had to actually dig up Russian documents and German documents and have them translated to figure out what the appendix was. And then it was just like, oh, my gosh, the appendix is the microcomputer system of your whole body. You think your brain is, but really it's the appendix. The appendix controls your neurological system, your endocrine system, all of the systems of the body. It tells the body what's coming in, what's going out. Why wouldn't your microcomputer be located in your intestines? That's the first exposure point to every single thing that comes into your body. And the appendix is what controls all that and what sends the messages, and it's about the size of your pinky.
By the way, just reading medical literature every day because I'm a news hound, I've seen mainline news over the years admitting that they'd, quote, found cells in the intestines that communicate with the spine and the brain. It's all interconnected. That's why they say go with your gut, because your brain's communicating with your stomach, and it's literally like dinosaurs had multiple brains. Well, we basically do. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. The brain of the body is actually the appendix. And so what happens when the appendix becomes inflamed is that you've poisoned it, and it's become inflamed. And so what does modern medicine do? They take it out. And then you have all kinds of health problems after that. I mean, that's just one.
Well, they say the gallbladder is not needed.
Right.
But from what I've read, they know it helps detox the liver. It's the liver's trash can, right?
Right. When the liver is congested and the liver is toxic, the gallbladder gets congested, stones start to form in the gallbladder, and then you have a gallbladder attack. And instead of taking medicinal herbs to loosen it up, turn those stones into sponges so they can pass through the bile, the ducts, so they can be pushed out of the body, we take the whole gallbladder out. And then the liver has to work and start.
So basically, from what I've read medically, but I'm doing this in layman terms, the liver vomits out poison after it's processed it into the back in to the guts to be flushed out.
The liver has detoxification systems, and it takes the nutrients, it takes the toxins and converts some toxins into usable forms, or it takes the nutrients and converts them into usable forms for the body. The problem is, it's like an oil filter in your car. If you don't change your oil filter, and your oil filter becomes congested and the blood can't work, pump through it, and it can't work properly, then the liver also has stones in it, which most people don't know. They think that the gallbladder just has stones. When's the last time you've seen a doctor do an ultrasound of the liver? They just don't do it. They don't want you to know. It's like another organ. The intestines and the liver are actually the two most important organs in the body that need to be cleansed on a regular basis, because the liver becomes so congested. It's like high blood pressure. You know, when someone has high blood pressure, it's not that you have high blood pressure. It's that your liver is so congested and full of stuff that the blood can't even pump through it anymore. And the heart has to pump faster and harder to push the blood through it. So it backs up. And then all of a
sudden, I was reading about the liver. It can be upwards of half dead and grow back. I mean, it is just amazing.
Yes, and the liver regenerates itself every 90 days. That's why, you know, but in order to clean the liver, you need to have a healthy intestine. That's why I always start off with intestinal cleansing and then move on to liver and gallbladder cleansing. And there's nothing or no symptom that can't be rectified by just cleansing your body. That's why people did fasting. That's why, you know, people do juicing and they get results.
That's why the Bible said fast and then take herbs. They would eat the herbs at Passover and things like that.
Exactly. I mean, the intestines is just your skin turned inside out. It's made of epithelial tissue just like your skin. And as a matter of fact, when we came out with Oxy Powder, people with all kinds of skin conditions, especially acne, all of it started going away, and I had to actually sign an agreement with one of the Oxy companies that came out with a patent for the little pads that you use to rub on your face. The Oxy Powder was working so good, and people were writing about it online, but they had the patent for Oxy and acne, so I had to actually take any claims off in referencing acne for the product. But the point I'm trying to make is, anything that you have going on in your skin is also a direct result of what's going on in your bowel. So once you clean your bowel, everything starts to clean up. Your skin starts to clean up. The organs start to clean up. You start having regular bowel movements. You know, people think that they have bowel movement, one bowel movement a day is okay. And I talk to people all the time, and they say that they drink a cup of coffee in the morning, they have a bowel movement, and they're fine. Well, what coffee does is actually cause inflammation and irritation to the bowel. That's why you have that bowel movement. You know, people need to focus on eating clean foods, avoid, you know, toxic beverages, avoid the MSG, avoid the GMO foods. You know, really what wreaks havoc on the intestinal lining is a combination of all those things, especially gluten now as well. So my recommendations are, you know, clean your intestines on a regular basis. You know, the herbal formulas out there, if you want to use them every now and then, that's fine. But the only way you're really going to truly clean the intestines is with oxygen cleansing. And once your intestines are clean, and you're getting that stuff out of your body on a regular basis, it doesn't have time to soak in. You know, just imagine if you're taking in 1,000 particles of fluoride and pesticides and endocrine disrupting chemicals every day and BPAs and all this other stuff, and they sit inside your intestines. Within 3 days, they have time to leak through and then go to your organs and cause disease. But if you're cleansing your bowel on a regular basis, those chemicals that cause the disease aren't able to get into your bloodstream and then, you know, cause you to have all the type of symptoms or develop the diseases that you might have.
Well, I tell you, for the age you are, you look like you're 10 years younger than you are.
Yeah, and I take Oxy Powder and clean my bowels all the time, but I eat healthy too. You know, I eat organic, and water is another big thing. You know, most people are dehydrated, and your bowels need water. You need to flush the pipe. You know, just think if you had a pipe-like trash can and you didn't have a liner in it and you threw your food in there, you know, every time, and then you emptied the trash can out. And the next day, you threw all your food particles in there, and you emptied the trash can. Every day would be a small layer of food particles building up on that trash can. And after 30 years, the trash can that was originally this big, the hole in it might be this big. And, you know, you're not taking that trash can and hosing it down and rinsing it out every day. You know, that's the problem.
Yeah, it's all really gross, so I'm not going to get into it, but it's absolutely true. And it is just, it's so incredible how they've suppressed all this information because they want us sick, because they want to treat the illnesses. They don't want to actually get rid of them. They don't want to find out why breast cancer or diabetes is exploding, even though we know why. They want to just treat it.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. Dr. Group is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. If you just joined us, we covered a lot of really hardcore police state news, you name it. Obama set to announce all these military actions against who he armed, ISIS. That's coming up tonight. We've got Colonel Schaefer joining us in the next hour, and our reporters are going to be popping in as well. But while we have you here with us, I want to show for TV viewers, radio listeners, can just go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to find this. Video model shows how Ebola will spread. It only takes one infection individually, making it through an airport checkpoint. Health officials around the world are scrambling to contain the Ebola virus. And this breaks down how it could literally get to millions if just one carrier gets through. It's clearly gone somewhat airborne. That was in the medical data 2 years ago, mainline science. It's not super airborne, but it can in spit particles or mucus particles sneezed out transfer from apes to humans or in the studies from monkeys to pigs. And A month ago, this was already the biggest Ebola outbreak ever. Now you've got 2,300-plus deaths, and half of those are in the last 21 days. It's reaching that exponential number because now it doesn't show up in 3 days if you get Ebola. It shows up in a couple weeks. They think it's mutating. We know it has a history of being genetically manipulated by different Western governments. Here's what I'm saying. We know that mass plagues have killed a third of Europe, the Black Plague. We know that this stuff can be real. We know the Spanish flu killed tens of millions at the end of World War I. So I'm concerned about this. If there's a real outbreak, we're not going to be told, though. My great uncle died last November. He lived across the street from my uncle. My aunt had taken care of my great uncle. My cousin, who lived nearby, Peter, got a respiratory issue, was home a few days, found dead in the morning. My uncle had taken care of him. He fought it for a month, and the doctors said that there in Tyler that it was the most full the hospital had ever been with people with respiratory. They said it was bacteria, it was virus, it was a whole bunch of stuff. They said it was normal strep that had mutated, and it killed him. I mean, I'm looking at this next winter coming up. My dad got it. Hadn't been this sick in his life. Took him a month and a half to kick it. I, like an idiot, went to the medical doctor. They gave me antibiotics. It went away for 2 weeks, came right back. I'd never been this sick. I'm somebody that used to get sick like every 2 or 3 years. Then, Dr. Group, I just went ahead and drank like 3 bottles of colloidal silver over a week, and it went away. I mean, why didn't I do that to begin with? And I'm not saying that's a panacea. It's just that it's so incredible that we already know there's a real plague. They're not going to tell us. What do you think about the Ebola situation? What are you doing for you and your family? I'm not worried about Ebola getting here. I mean, it might happen, but it's certainly ravaging Africa right now. It's terrible. But what, I mean, they're talking about it ending governments, ending states over there. It's so bad. But what about a mousepox? What about a smallpox? What about a mutated black plague? What about a mutated just run-of-the-mill bacteria from all the GMO, all of the antibiotics in the chickens? I mean, it's only a matter of time. We're already seeing the plagues in our kids from vaccines and stuff. What does your gut tell you?
My gut and the research, just like you've been putting out, shows that we're going to be dealing with a lot of bioweapons here. I mean, we're already dealing with them. So, you know, there's a couple different ways and solutions. I mean, the solution, really, the strongest defense against bioweapons or any type of these viruses or mycoplasms and pleomorphic organisms, which we're seeing now that the viruses can actually change into a bacteria and that bacteria can change into a mycoplasm, et cetera. It's keeping your body clean and healthy. I mean, your immune system is the strongest defense against anything. When the attack is, it's a twofold attack. They attack your body, they attack your immune system, they lower it down, and the media will create fear. And fear creates extra cortisol production and stress. When they know when you're stressed out and you're fearful, your immune system's going to be down by 70%.
So the panic, instead of being in charge and ready, we're supposed to just not have storable food, not have guns, wait and just panic. No, I find it more reassuring to be prepared, but you're saying being prepared and being confident is actually part of beating it.
Well, yes. I mean, the thing is, a lot of people out there don't pay attention and they just believe what they hear on mainstream news and they're not going to be prepared. As a matter of fact, they're going to be in a fearful state. They're already. I talk to people every day that are scared calling my office about Ebola outbreaks. Those are the people that are actually looking for natural. A lot of people out there are waiting for the vaccine. They're sitting there praying and they're calling the CDC and they're calling the...
Notice we're seeing record weird respiratory illnesses in children right after the yearly vaccination. It came out last year that the whooping cough was caused by the vaccine all over the country.
That's right.
But they admitted it in California. Their medical doctors went, no, it's the vaccine.
They're saying they're begging for a trial Ebola vaccine right now that hasn't even been proven. You have
from Monsanto.
Yes, you have like 90% of the population that would line up right now at the local drugstore and get injected and not even know what's in that needle.
Bill and Melinda Gates are involved in it.
That's right. Yep. Trace back to the bioweapons, you know, facility. But the thing is, for the listeners, you know, you have the solutions in front of you. I mean, you've been talking about it. I talk about it. You know, stocking up on iodine, which there's never been any virus, bacteria, fungus, any organism that's ever shown a resistance to iodine. to my knowledge. And if anyone has it, show it to me because I've never seen it. Okay, so you have a stock of iodine. You keep your intestines clean. You keep your body clean. You reduce your stress levels if you possibly can. I mean, you know, with meditation, you know, that's a big, huge thing that contributes to, you know, living in the parasympathetic state instead of living in the sympathetic state. You keep a strong hand of colloidal silver around your house, enough for your whole...
Breathe in 3 seconds, breathe out five, right? That's been helping me a lot with anger.
Sure. 9 deep breaths has been shown to take you from a sympathetic state into a parasympathetic state. And when we're talking about, you know, digestion, you should do that before you eat, too, because a lot of times people have gut problems is that they're eating in a stressed environment. You know, taking 9 deep breaths before you eat puts you in a situation to where your body can actually absorb food. So being prepared, whether it's Ebola, smallpox, you know, any type of plague, if your immune system's strong, you have clean water, you have clean food, you have silver, oregano oil, which is broad spectrum, MMS, which is another thing that I have, chaparral, some good antivirals, you're going to be in good shape, and you're going to be the one that's, you and your family are going to be the ones that survive, you know, and unfortunately, the people that are going to be running out for the vaccines and getting on antibiotics, which is the biggest joke in the world to put people on antibiotics when they have viral and fungal and other type of, you know.
Well, my great uncle couldn't breathe. They put him in the hospital. He got back out, gave it to my family probably, and then it killed more people. I mean, it just shows they admit the stuff in these hospitals is the superbugs that almost nothing can kill. I mean, I guess they call them immortal cell lines. What happens when bacteria mutate that have an immortal cell line? For folks that don't know what an immortal cell line is, we'll come back and talk about that on the other side. It's real. They have viral bacterial cellular cancer cells from the 1950s that are still alive in petri dishes with no food. They don't die. They're actual zombie cells. What happens if we get zombie bacteria? It'll end up being like the Andromeda strain. I mean, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that that's what we're dealing here with, and it's just crazy. We'll be right back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, Are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Good news and some bad news. It's 4 to 6 weeks till the DNA force is in, and it'll probably spell out today. But the next time I'll try to produce enough. It's crazy. Of course, there have been famous cases of these immortal cell lines. You can just Google that, and it'll be encyclopedias. In fact, I'm showing the viewers an electron microscope scan of immortal cell lines, basically cancer that never dies. And the globalists are big into researching this. Trying to find the key to immortality. It was a black lady named Henrietta Lacks who got killed by a cancer like in a week, just a super cancer. And they have since found others, but it's very rare, that have immortal cancer. What happens when you get a bacteria or something like this? Because they're trying to build living nanotech that's basically programmed life. Dr. Group, so many disasters have come out of just raw research. These gene guns they've got, firing DNA and RNA into animal genetics, trying to create mutations. God knows when this stuff's going to get out of control, and I think it is going to be Mother Nature's God's balance that'll end up taking it out. I'm afraid of what the establishment's going to do. I mean, does Barack Obama think he's safe in a bunker from some type of nanotech bacteria?
I think that he doesn't even know a lot of, you know, what some of the higher up people than him know. I think that they do. Well, I have verified that there is frequency based equipment. It goes back to Royal Raymond Rice, who developed certain frequencies, who had a...
There's a lot of kook stuff out there and people taking advantage of it, but the technology's real.
Well, yeah.
The Queen of England gets frequency treatments.
Yeah, the only... there's a lot of ways to deal with, you know, erratic cell lines and cell lines. That, you know, they use viral particles to transfer these cell lines into your own RNA and DNA, and that's when it becomes a problem, because when your cells replicate, when your RNA and DNA get altered, and then your cell replicates, it's there. I mean, it's a pattern in your RNA and DNA. It's hard to get rid of. You know, yes, you can keep your body clean and you can, you know, reduce, you take cell fusion and work at the cellular level to decrease the ability of your telomeres to shorten. But I think the wave of the future, and what we've been looking into, I was on the original Rife research team back in 1998 that was evaluating some of his research, and I actually owned Rife's original lab manual. Now, he had a high-powered microscope that could actually view virus and bacteria and saw that those bacteria and viruses were changing form, and that's when he developed certain frequencies.
You've done so many interesting things. We should do a whole show on that lab you owned. That is incredible.
Right. Yeah. I actually donated a lot of stuff to the World Research Foundation because I was afraid someone was going to break in and steal it from me, because I had Rife's original notes in my hand and a lot of other stuff, too, that, you know, government officials would have liked to have gotten their hands on. So
we know they raided Tesla.
They do. And Tesla's technology is, you know, hopefully some of that's coming out now and more of it will come out. But
suppressed by the Rockefellers and by the other supposed inventors. J.P. Morgan and others for a long time.
Yeah, and I think in the future, you know, when we get attacked with all this stuff, we're being attacked right now. You know, that's why we're trying to give people, you know, develop the InfoWars Life product line so people can protect themselves.
You know, that's a whole other show, because Nico just popped in my head and reminded me it was J.P. Morgan mainly. J.P. Morgan, that literally runs the New World Order, has all that secret technology on record.
They do.
They, with the FBI, got it. I mean, that's mainstream television admits that.
Right.
I mean, they've got all that stuff. It's just incredible. Thomas Edison, what a joke compared to Tesla.
Tesla. And Tesla probably had like a 300 IQ.
Oh, yeah.
It's just...
it is a joke. I mean, the technology that they have at the underground facilities that have been built all over the United States are technologies where they can transfer frequencies and use frequencies on cells.
Stay there. 5 more minutes. It's amazing.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.